Good morning, friends. This is Joel Martin with you for the Everlasting Word. Now, today's message is going to come from the book of Colossians, chapter 3. And the thought for today is, what do you hold dearest to your heart? Where have you set your affection? Now, as Paul is writing to the church in Colossae, he begins in verse 1. He says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above." And we're going to stop right there. He puts a prerequisite at the very beginning of verse 1. He says, if, a condition. He says, if you be risen with Christ. So that's putting a condition on it, and it's asking you and I to examine ourselves to make sure of our calling and election, to be sure that our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and we are truly born again, and that we are risen with Christ. We put off the old man, and we've taken on the new man. He says, if you be risen with Christ. Now, there's a whole lot of people walking around deceived, thinking they're saved. All they have is a head knowledge of Christ, and they have not had that spiritual experience. They have not had that spiritual change. I don't care how many prayers you've prayed, how many tears that you've cried. If there has not been a spiritual change in your life, friends, you are not born again. There must have been a spiritual change in your life. It is not repeat a prayer after me. It is not just go down to the altar and say a prayer. It is a spiritual change. The Holy Spirit must have convicted you of your sins, drawn you to the Father. And Jesus says, no man cometh unto the Father except for by me. The Holy Spirit must have convicted you and drawn you, and then you placed your faith in the death, the burial, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you ask him to save your soul. And if those things have happened, you are risen with Christ. But if those things have not happened, you are not risen with Christ. But then Paul says, if you then be risen with Christ, then he gives some instructions that every Christian should follow. He says, seek those things which are above. Well, we look up in the sky and we see above. Okay, it sounds very general, but he describes it even further. Seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. You may ask the question, Joel, how do I seek those things? Well, you seek those things through study of God's Word. You seek those things through prayer, through communion with our Lord and Savior through prayer. But we must ask ourselves, what are the things we seek? We seek a lot of things in this journey called life. At different stages of our life, we seek different things. The biggest priority that people seek is money. They seek money. We seek acceptance amongst our peers. We seek maybe power. We seek these things. And these things are all earthly things. But what did Jesus say? He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, we must qualify what Jesus' statement was. He wasn't talking about a Ferrari. He wasn't talking about a Cadillac. He wasn't talking about a 5,000 square foot home. No, he's not talking about those things. He's talking about the essentials that we need. Clothes on our back, a roof over our head, a bed to sleep in, food on our table. God will see if we put him first and seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, these things shall be added unto us. So the first thing we're to seek is the kingdom of God. But then we must ask ourselves, do we hold spiritual things more affectionately in our heart than we do earthly things? We must ask ourselves, What consumes our thoughts the majority of the time? What consumes our time? What consumes our money? What consumes us and drives us in a direction in our life, and the things that we do, the decisions that we make, and all of these things? What we hold dearest to our heart will determine our decisions that we make, the direction we go in our life, the people that we accompany ourselves with, those things. What's so deeply rooted in our heart, what we hold most dear to our heart, will direct us in our life. It will direct our decisions, and a lot of times it will direct our circumstances. So what we really need to do is take a step back and examine our own hearts and ask ourselves, what do we truly hold dearest in our heart? Is it our position in our job, the money we make, acceptance amongst our peers, the power, the authority we might have, a name we're trying to make for ourselves? If it's those things, friends, we're being directed in the wrong direction. It might seem good, and at times it might seem godly, but we have to really examine it and ask ourselves, are we walking in His paths of righteousness for His name's sake? So what are we truly seeking? But He says, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Now, when Jesus went away, He said, I go away to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Christ is there at the right hand of the Father, preparing a place for you and I. He's making intercession for you and I. When we get on our knees and we pray for forgiveness, He's saying, Father, that's one of mine. That's one of mine. Please forgive him. Please forgive her and restore fellowship with them. And see, Christ being at the right hand of the Father, Jesus said, I am the vine. I am the true vine. Ye are the branches, and my Father is the husbandman. Meaning, God the Father being the ultimate authority. He is in control. At times it might seem like He's not in control, but yes, in the big picture of things, He is in control. But see, we are to seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Verse 2, set your affection, notice in the singular, not the plural, set your affection. So we are to be solely focused on Christ. Set your affection on things above. Those things above, not on the things of the earth. Now, why are we to not set our affection on things of the earth? Well, if we set our affection on things of the earth, we will live like a worldly person. We will walk like a worldly person. We will talk like a worldly person. We won't live like that peculiar person that the Lord Jesus Christ has called us to be. We won't be the salt of this earth. We won't be the light of this earth, for we have probably put our light under a bushel and our salt has lost its savior. But we are to solely set our focus on the things above. Just as Peter, when he stepped out of the boat, what Peter did, there was an awful storm going on, and he probably could not completely see his Lord, but he recognized his voice, and he stepped out to do something that seemed humanly impossible. But he set his focus only on the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that as long as he had his focus solely on the Lord Jesus Christ, Peter walked on that water. But we know what happened when he began to pay attention to the chaos that was going on around him. And friends, that's what happens when we set our affections on things of this world. When we pay attention to the chaos that's going on around us in this world, spiritually we begin to sink. So, but if we will set our affection, our soul focus, be solely focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, friends, we can walk on that spiritual water. But another reason we're to set our affection on things above and not on things of this earth. Friends, things on this earth are going to ruin. They're going to decay. They're not eternal. And we can't take them with us. You know, another passage of scripture says where moth and rust comes in to destroy. You know, things on this earth is not going to last, but things in heaven are eternal. Those things, those treasures that we put up in heaven are eternal. They are spiritual. They will last forever. Now, it may not seem like we're getting anywhere on this earth, but if we're setting up our treasures and setting our affection on things above, friends, those things that we have deposited in heaven, those spiritual things that we have deposited in heaven, they are eternal and they will last forever. But the other reason is if we're setting our affection on things above, friends, we're having an effect on people, lost people in this world. We're having an effect that we probably don't even realize that we're having on people. They see things. They see how we talk. They see how we act. They see these things, and we become a witness to them, and they see that we have something that they don't. So, friends, by us just simply setting our affection on things above, where Christ sits on the right hand of the Father, that this lost and dying world, our light will shine for the cause of Christ, and this lost and dying world will see that. They truly will. For he goes on in verse 3, it says, "For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." Do we realize that once we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, we died to sin? We died to sin. And once we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we are sealed. We are sealed to the day of redemption, and no man, no one can pluck us out of the Father's hand. That we are sealed. And it goes on, and we are hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life. So friends, we have to ask ourselves, are we trying to live our lives for ourselves? Or are we trying to live our lives for Christ? We need to stop, take a step back, and examine what we're trying to do in our life and ask ourselves, are we living a self-centered life, or are we living a life that magnifies Christ? We truly need to ask ourselves. But if we're not seeking those things which are above, where Christ sits at the right hand of the Father, friends, we're not living a life that magnifies Christ. We're not. And he says, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear. And yes, there's going to come a day he will appear. Then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Now let's stop. Let's put this in perspective here, people. All of us that are truly born again, we've seen the Lord with an eye of faith. We've experienced him with an eye of faith, but we've never literally seen him. But there's going to come a day when he's going to appear, and all of us that are truly born again, our names are in the Lamb's Book of Life, and we are his child. We're going to stand face to face to him, and our faith is going to end in sight. And friends, that in itself is one thing that we need to set our affection on, that one day our faith is going to end in sight. We're literally going to see that Savior that came, lived a perfect, sinless life, was humiliated on the cross, died and shed his blood for my sin and your sin, died an excruciating death, a death that I deserved, a death that you deserved. And there's going to come a day that the one that was my substitute and your substitute, if we're truly born again, we're going to see him face to face. And that in itself is one thing that you and I can set our affection on. It truly is. But the question is, do we have our affection set on things of heaven or the things of this world? And friends, that's today's message. I hope it's been a help to you. I'll be back with you next week. This is Joel Martin.